We'll try again. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. An Israeli delegation is expected again to meet with U.S. counterparts in Washington about a planned Israeli military invasion into southern Gaza.
A meeting between the U.S. and Israel is being rescheduled days after Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu abruptly canceled his delegation's planned trip to Washington this week.
We're focused on moving forward here. And a big part of moving forward is making sure we can have a robust conversation with our Israeli counterparts about what the future looks like for Rafah.
National Security Communications Advisor John Kirby says the Biden administration remains opposed to a ground operation in Rafah. Netanyahu canceled a planned meeting after the U.S. did not veto a ceasefire resolution at the U.N. Security Council.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the White House. This is the U.N.'s top court has ordered Israel to take steps to improve the humanitarian situation in Gaza, including more land crossings to allow food, water, fuel, and other supplies into the area. Former Presidents Clinton and Obama on hand tonight for a big fundraiser for President Biden, which has already raised $25 million.
Tickets range from $225 to $500,000. The $500,000 ticket gets you entrance into a more private reception. There's a bunch of different ranges. $250,000 gets you into a separate reception. A picture with all three presidents will cost you $100,000.
Fox's Nate Foy outside Radio City Music Hall. The fundraiser will also feature performances by Lizzo, Queen Latifah, and others. Wall Street ending the day and the shortened trading week mixed. The Dow up 47, hitting a new record of 39,807. The Nasdaq lost 20. The S&P added 5 points, also with an all-time high, and it's registered its biggest first quarter percentage gain since 2019. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Russia has stepped in to stop the United Nations from monitoring sanctions against North Korea.
Russia has effectively ended the work of a UN panel making sure sanctions against North Korea were being complied with. A Security Council resolution sponsored by the United States would have extended the panel's mandate by a year, but Russia vetoed the resolution, accusing Western nations of trying to strangle its ally. The sanctions themselves remain in force. The US believes North Korea has sent Russia weapons for use in Ukraine. Moscow and Pyongyang say that's not true, but have publicly promised to strengthen their military relations. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
The CDC says the number of tuberculosis cases in 2023 was the highest in a decade. 40 states reported an increase, and it says rates were up among all age groups. Most U.S. TB cases are diagnosed in people from other countries, but the World Health Organization says the latest number is due in part to a surge in cases internationally. It also says there are other factors, including an increase in international travel after the pandemic. Social media giants are in the crosshairs of four of the largest school boards in Ontario, Canada.
Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and Snapchat are bad for their students. That claim from school officials alleging the social media platforms owned by Meta, ByteDance, and Snap are disrupting student learning. The lawsuit slams the platforms, claiming they are designed for compulsive use, have rewired the way children think, behave, and learn. A lawyer for the firm representing the board said social media companies should be held accountable for their negligence and the harm they have caused to our schools and our community at large. CJ Papa, Fox News.
Almost all teens ages 13 to 17 in the U.S. report using a social media platform, with about a third saying they use social media almost constantly. That's according to the Pew Research Center. I'm Lisa Lucera. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.